Good evening, final audio boot of the evening. It is, excuse me, I seem to have adopted the voice of somebody who lives on the hillside of a place somewhere in Austria. It is 10 past 10, weirdly enough, and had a quite a nice evening to round off a very hectic day with Spag Bog and some cheap ass red wine from 2004 and some crappy vineyard that just mass produces this stuff and pipes it into big old chrome container ships and just ferries it over to us after having the majillion press out of it. This is a little bit of a shout to Butter Magnet. I've had a bit of a drink tonight, mate. It wasn't as what I said wasn't meant to annoy. It was something that I'm starting to recognise about where social media can go. Social media for social good keeps on hitting me in the head. And when things are good, you don't recognise that other people's stuff might be bad. And when things are bad, you don't know if you can get to the good. And there is a halfway house, a digital halfway house, a virtual youth hostel that I know can be built, and it needs to be separate from the way that social media exists today, in that it's a little bit like an arms race almost, and it needs to move on from that. It's not healthy. And I guess it's being able to differentiate between the personal brand and the character and the person that makes up their attributes, what makes up that personality, and being able to take the aspects of it which make up a whole rather than just the one. Because I think one of the problems that really sort of gets to me about scenes and new definitions and new ways of working is, and new ways of self reliance, is that it can segregate people from trying. Because if people are very prolific because their character allows them to be very prolific, then I'm sure there's 10 or 100 people more that would love to be as prolific, that we should be enabling, because they all have something to bring to the mix. And it's the social aggregation tools that we don't have yet, which are coming. You know, it's not just about filtering based on you know, computed criteria. It's about that whole, I can't explain it. I'm too inebriated on crappy red wine. I need to think about it more. But there's definitely been this big shift in my thinking, and it might be down to working on the Conquer stuff. It might be the fact that things really, really tight over the last 7 or 8 weeks. But I don't want to forget this feeling. I don't want to abscond from the idea that living minimally is a detriment to my life, because it hasn't been, not really. Also, the things that frustrate us about life, the things that put us on edge, the things that make us strive for all the wrong reasons, are based around consumerism and money, the ideals of the short-term happiness fix. And I'm not prepared to do it. Onwards. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting up, I'm going for a run until my bones pop out of my sockets.